In the gospel reading today, the question is asked by our Lord, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? It's not actually what it says. Because that sounds like, well, you can gain the whole world and die. What'd you gain? It's not what it says. It says, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Psuche is the Greek word that is used there. That means soul, not life. What will it profit if you gain everything and go to hell? Nothing. That's the point that we need to keep always in mind. Again, in a society like ours that has gone so far astray, and how many of us keep trying to find this middle ground somewhere where we can compromise with evil, because some of what evil has to offer is kind of enticing, it's kind of fun, it's kind of exciting, whatever we find. We keep trying to look for ways to be able to see what we can maybe get away with, and it's not as bad as what these people are doing or whatever. Is it leading us closer to God? Is it leading us closer to heaven? Or is it leading us away? We heard in the first reading, as well as in the responsorial psalm today, what God is going to be doing. If there is a place where there is a lot of evil, he's going to destroy it. So we have to make sure that since we are living in a very evil time and in a very evil area, that we reject that, that we choose to live the right way. That's exactly what our Lord said. If we're going to come after him, we must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. It's going to be a cross to choose to follow Christ in a society like ours. You're going to be persecuted for it. You're going to be made fun of. You're going to be rejected. It's going to happen. And so we, again, have to make that choice. We can choose to fit in, but if we choose to fit in, aren't we going the wrong direction? What are we fitting in with? Look at what's going on in society. We want to fit in with Christ. If we're going to fit in with Christ, we're going to be crucified. We're going to be rejected. We're going to go through what he went through. Because if you're going to try to do what's right, and we all know this from our lives, we can watch it, you know, from the time someone is a kid through their teenage years and all the way up. If there's someone who's trying to live a good life, you've got these kids who are bad kids who try to destroy that. They try to trip them up. They try to make them fall. They make fun of them. They persecute them. They reject them. All these things. And it's not just with kids. We know that even as adults, the same stuff happens. So we've been able to see it our whole life if we've been trying to live that right way. And that's not easy, and it's not fun. But yet at the same time, you know you're right. And so if somebody wants to reject you, remember Jesus said, if they hate you, it's because they hated me first. So it's a rejection of the Lord. It's a rejection of the goodness of God that they're rejecting. And we just need to stay close to our Lord. Best way to do that is stay close to our Blessed Lady. So we celebrate today even the dedication of the Church of St. Mary Major. Remember, this is also the feast of Our Lady of the Snows. So Our Lady, the St. Mary Major, is one of the four major basilicas in Rome. And if I recall, the first one in the West that was dedicated to Our Blessed Lady. But again, it's one of those things to be able to see the power of God, don't remember the exact story. If I recall, some, I think Our Lady may have appeared to somebody and asked that a church would be built on this particular spot. The Pope said no. And when they pressed, the Pope finally said, fine, if it snows, we'll build a church there. Well, that was August 5th. August in Rome is very hot. And it snowed in August on the 5th that year. And if you go over to St. Mary Major, there in one of the side chapels, you will see the little frieze of the Pope out there drawing in the snow where the cornerstone would be laid. God is all powerful. We can look at what's going on in the world and we think, oh, look at, the devil's got all this power. The devil has no power compared to God. Yeah, he's powerful. God is infinitely powerful. So don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of all the people who are trying to drag you the wrong way. Stick with our Blessed Lady. God has all the power in the universe. So we have nothing to fear. Yeah, we're going to have to take up the cross. Yeah, we're going to be crucified. We know that. And some people get afraid of that. But we don't need to be. Because we're not going to be abandoned. We're with our Lord when we go through the Passion. And He is with us. So we just need to trust Him. And we need to love Him. Because that's what it all comes down to. And if the whole world rejects us, who cares? As long as we save our soul. But if the whole world thinks you are the most wonderful person that ever lived and you lose your soul, what good is that? Remember, your first priority, your top priority in life, in absolutely everything, is the salvation of your own soul. That is number one, period. That is very clear in the Church's teaching. So we need to make sure that we are protecting our own soul. We want to help others as well, but we have to save our own soul first. So go to Our Lady, and she will bring you to our Lord. Stay close to her. She will keep you close to Him. It really is just that simple. Don't get caught in the garbage of the world, because we have something so infinitely beautiful to be caught up in, the love of Jesus and Mary. Why, when we look at the pigsty that is out there in the world right now, would we want to throw ourselves into that filth when we have the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, when we have the love of heaven, when we have everything that is being given to us? Why would we want to go the other way? So it's when we can see it in that kind of a way that suddenly the enticements of the world don't look quite so enticing, because we have something infinitely greater. And the power of God is shown in just this tiny little way in a snowstorm that happened in Rome on the 5th of August, back in whatever it was, the 300s sometime. God is infinitely more powerful than Satan, infinitely more powerful than anything in the world. Stick with Him, and all the power is yours.